Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back, friends. It's In This League, and we're on Sports Grid. It is Bogman. It is Welsh. It's hour two. And Bogman, this isn't for this show, but do want people to know, as we are going to be talking a little bit more baseball, on our YouTube channel is part two of the mascot series. Yes, that is right. The NL Central is out. YouTube.com/InThisLeague. What is that, you say? Oh, I don't know. If you happen to be a mascot aficionado, friends, they want to tune in. Yes, we found out Bogman is the king aficionado of mascots, and we had set up a tally. If we reach a certain amount of people on our Patreon in preseason, we would do it. We got there. It's been a little bit of a slow roll, and we apologize about that, but the first one has been up, the NL West, which brought it all with Dinger, and we are now jumping into the NL Central, which is just alcohol-laden history of how, not but the kind of the team name history is in there, and I know Bogman was very excited about that, and part two is out, NL Central mascots. Bogman does mascots.
Yeah, it is fun. And look, I love the I'm not the biggest mascot guy. Like, I knew one story about Dinger because they found some dinosaur bones at when they were digging out Coors Field. Like, I knew that. Yeah. So Welsh was like, well, you're clearly a furry and you love all of the mascots. So you have to do a series. So the nice thing about this is I have roped him in. He has to be on every show.
Yeah, it's
so
brutal.
It's so brutal. You definitely weren't laughing the whole time we did all the stuff.
Yeah, you have to picture it. It is Bogman who has organized a bunch of really great material, and I'm essentially reacting. So if that's your bag, tune in. And there's some stuff.
Welsh is my only audience while I'm revealing all this information that I've curated.
PowerPoint. It is a literal PowerPoint presentation of Bogman. And guess what? I think have I put it in the store? I don't even know if I have. I might have to in honor of it. But we have Bogman does mascot like merch. But I don't know if I've ever put it in the store. So
I don't think it's up there yet. But yeah, we've got to get it up there. But yeah, this one was the NL Central. It was a lot of fun. Bunch of weird stuff going on. Yeah.
Bunch of weird stuff. Pirates, Cardinals, Cubs, all of that. So tune in youtube.com/InThisLeague. Bogman does mascots. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the rest of the season, the second half of the MLB season.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
With Highmark Blue Shield, you can see a mental health professional in 3 days or less to help you go from okay to great. Because what you have on the inside deserves to be seen. Because life, Highmark Blue Shield.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That is where you can come and hang out and be a part of the audio universe that is in this league. We're such nice guys. The mascot series originally was going to be a Patreon-only exclusive, and we put it to the YouTube. We put it to the masses. The Patreon supporters are the givers to the rest of the world. The rest of the world was gifted this magical gift of mascot information from Bogman because of Patreon, and you can be rewarded with lots of other fun stuff. I've actually got a live stream I'm doing on Sunday called Break This League, where I break cards, got some crazy memorabilia. Oh, just so happened how it syncs up. The big item, one of the big items, because I do giveaways, we have a break, and we do some raffles. One of the big ones is a Jaren Duran autographed baseball bat, and he is making his major league debut. Pretty freaking cool. That live stream is happening, but you got to be a part of Patreon. We got a new secret show that is available right now, and you can do it on your podcast app. Plus, we've got all the different ranks in the sports GroupMe rooms, so come and check it out, patreon.com/ITL Army, and have so much fun.
So much fun.
Thank you. I was waiting for the so much fun. The second half of the season technically just hit underway. I thought it would be interesting to go back and take a little bit of a peeker here at where the lines have changed and where a couple of the bets are, since we've kind of had this stopping point. It's like, okay, stop, boom. You know, here we are, second half of the season. We know the Braves are going to be less enticing with Acuna gone. And trade deadline's going to be coming soon. Where are some bets that you could place? So, Boggs, here's a couple that we can go with. We've got on FanDuel league leaders, player future. We've got division winners, and obviously World Series. What do you want to tackle first?
Let's go division first so we can kind of look over the standings too.
Okay. So, yeah, that's a very, very good idea. Now
I got the standings pulled up. So,
okay, cool. And it'll be a little bit wonky because it's like a day or two adjustment just for everybody knowing. Let's start with on the FanDuel, the AL East. Do you want to give the current standings?
AL East right now sees the Baltimore Orioles 26 games back of first in dead last, 28-61. The Yankees are only 3 games over 500 at 46-43. They're 4.5 back, 45-42 for the Blue Jays, who are also 4.5 back. Tampa Bay 2 back at 53-37, and the Boston Red Sox leading the division at 55-36. Welsh,
wait, did you say the? Oh, okay. I heard it differently. I heard you differently when you said Yankee. I thought you said the Yankees were like 3 games under 500. So I was like, wait a minute.
3 games over 500, but 4.5 back.
Yeah, I was like, how are the Yankees 3 games under, and the Blue Jays are 3 games over, and they're both they're actually 8 games back of the Red Sox.
Looking here. Oh, you're right. 8 games back. My bad. I was looking at the wild card. They're 4.5 back of the wild card. So, 8 games back, as are the Blue Jays. Boston is a game and a half back of, or Tampa Bay's a game and a half back of Boston, but Tampa Bay is sitting in a wild card spot right now.
When we did this, a couple weeks back, If you remember correctly, I believe the Rays were the fourth bet. Does that sound right? It was Red Sox, Blue Jays, Yankees, Rays, Baltimore.
Yeah. The White Sox had the best.
I'm talking about just this division. AL.
Oh, just the division. Yeah, I think the Yankees might have been first. Be honest with you.
Yankees are now plus 1,000 for the division. If you believe that the Yankees can turn this around, that they're going to be buyers, they are plus 1,000 for the division, 8 games back right now. Who cares about Baltimore? They're plus 50,000. Toronto is plus 800. So you can take both the teams that are both 8 games back and you can get better odds of the Yankees. The Rays are now plus 155 and the Red Sox are minus 115. So would you play around with that Yankees bet at all to take the division?
I think you definitely can. I think I would. Yeah, I do think I would. This is not what we expected from Boston, so I kind of expect them to sink. But the problem is that this division is rough, man. Tampa Bay, Toronto, the Yankees, and Boston all like. You're not going to be shocked if any one of those teams win the division.
No,
so but I mean, the Yankees got it like.
A second half run by the Yankees is not out of the question. I mean, but it's got to start. Struggled.
It's got to start, you know, yeah, because they had the extra game on Thursday and they played a game Friday. They have a game today and Sunday. So they got to get on their horse real fast. They got to win at least 3 out of 4 of this series against the Red Sox, if not sweep them to start being taken seriously, because this is the push. We're 70 games left for most teams. 70 games. It's the big push to the end.
And the odds are going to change. You know, you can, if you get in on it now, you can. I would be willing to make that bet. The AL Central is not even manageable, Boggs. You can give here's what I'm going to do. Actually, I'm going to give you the odds of this division real quick. Plus 39,000 for Kansas City.
They're 14.5 games back of the White Sox. 36-53.
20,000 for the Tigers.
11.5 back. Minnesota, 11.5 back.
8,000 for Minnesota, plus 1,200 for Cleveland, and the White Sox are minus 3,000.
Well, the White Sox are 54-35, right? They're they have the, you know, third best record in the AL. They're right behind Houston at 55-36, Boston at 55-36 as well. They're 54-35, but they're 4.5 games up on Cleveland. Cleveland is only 3 games over 500. You know, the White Sox are a game, a win away from being 20 games over 500 right now. So even though they've had all of these crazy injuries in Chicago, and our boy Nate has pretty much said they're fielding a double-A squad right now, they look like they're definitely in the catbird seat, 100%.
The AL West, Boggs, you want to run through the what the division looks like real quick?
Yeah, it's Texas at the bottom, 20 games below 500. 35-55. They're 16 games back. Big sellers there. 45-44. So 1 game over 500 for the Angels. They're 5.5 back. Seattle is 3.5 back at 48-43. 5 games over 500. 52-40 for the A's, who are 3.5 back. And then Houston is leading at 55-36. I think I might have said I was looking at the wild card. Man, I keep
scrolling. Yeah, stop looking at the wild card. Yeah, Angels are 9 games back.
Angels are 9, Seattle 7, Oakland 3.5, and Houston is leading. I mean, it's Houston in a landslide, right? What are they, plus 300 or 400 to win the division?
They're minus 800 to win the division. A's are plus 500, Angels are plus 5,000, Mariners are plus 6,000, and Rangers are plus 50,000. So,
I mean,
the only good bet in the AL right now is playing the AL East, because I mean, unless you believe the A's or the Angels can really push this through.
I think I wouldn't bet on the Angels, but I could see a bet on the A's because they're only 3.5 back. A couple injuries happened in Houston, which have already happened. You know, Bregman has gone down. He'll come back. But yeah. I could see a bet on the A's. What were the A's at plus what?
Plus 500.
That's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't put a ton of money on it because I think the Astros are going to win, but it's not.
The Angels could make some moves, by the way, plus 5,000 if they were able to. But, you know, they pushed Dylan Bundy off the team,
yeah.
or not off the team, but into the bullpen. And, you know, Trout still has to come back and stuff like that. The odds are not in their favor. But if you were an Angels believer, which what are they, 9 games back in the division? It's not insurmountable. Plus 5,000 is one of the better odds. But I think the best bet here, if you really wanted to play, was the Yankees plus 1,000. The White Sox are horrific because not only are they minus 3,000, but they're getting Eloy back soon. Robert will be back. They've just got a ton of these dudes. So, you know, the only two bets that I really care for are the Yankees and I suppose the A's. You know, or
yeah,
the Yankees, if you wanted,
yeah, to. I mean, if you had to pick one of those, would it be the Yankees or the A's?
Oh man. I think I would go with the Yankees.
Me too.
To be honest with you. Plus 1,000 is just a nice bet. And it, you know, there is a team that's going to go all in. If Chapman can, you know, get things right, there's a lot that can work in their favor, not counting the moves that they potentially could make. When we come back, we are going to hit the NL West. And we're going to take a look at some of these other player props. They've got some player futures and league leaders, which I really like. And then obviously World Series. So don't you go anywhere. It is In This League on Sports Grid. Bogman and the Welsh. We'll be right back.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That dang old
In This League.
Talk about www.com. You made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Welcome back, friends. ITL on Sports Grid. It's Bogman. It's Welsh on Twitter at Bogman Sports at the Welsh. Check out some merch. Go do it. InThisLeague.fans. Pick up your stuff. I'd like to say it's going to get cold soon, but it's not. Unless you live in a beautiful part of the country. I was actually able, when I went to San Diego the other week, I was able to wear a hoodie. It was amazing. I mean, then it was like, you know, even 65 degrees, you know, with the water and stuff, you can, you know, get the humidity and stuff. But like wearing a hood, there's something magical about being able to wear like a thin hoodie. I'm not talking like big old bulky hoodies. Like I like the thin hoodies. To wear a thin hoodie in July, it's just a freeing feeling that I don't know, you don't know, as residents of Arizona.
Yeah. You know, what was funny was I was texting with my cousin the other day. She's a realtor in the greater Houston area. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking and I was like, yeah, I was hoping to beat the heat, but obviously that didn't work. And she was like, oh, yeah, you're going to be sweating a lot when you get here. And I was like, come on. Who do you think you're talking to here? Right. Like, I know Houston is hot and muggy. The humidity sucks. It's terrible.
I got to tell you, she's not wrong because, dude, like, I've gotten to the point I'm so adjusted here. I can be out in 112, 113, and I'm not going to start. So it'll take me a while to sweat, and the sweat is different. 70
that
with humidity.
Like you're not hydrated. If you're walking on 113 and you're not sweating
if I'm out long enough, if I'm out long enough, I will. But the humidity sweat is a different type than.
Yeah, but the humidity sweat stops when the sun goes down. You know what I mean?
It's like, not so gross. This conversation we're having, like
it's over. But this was also in the middle of our like 115 five days in a row streak. I was like, come on, you know, like the humidity sucks, but it's just the heat here in Arizona is unrelenting. So I'm sure I won't like the humidity. It's terrible. I'm going to get rid of all my hair before I go to Houston because I just can't handle humidity. The last time I did that was I was like not even halfway grown out, like a quarter of the way grown out. And I was in Florida and I couldn't even comb my hair. Like, yeah. I couldn't get it curled so much because of the humidity. I was like dragging a comb through it. I had to like wash it a bunch of times and then use all this product to move it around. But yeah, the heat sucks. I did say my most Arizona thing ever the other day when I left my house. It was, like I said, after, I think it was a day after our streak of, it had never been recorded 5 days in a row of 115 plus. Here in the valley. And we hit that mark. I think it was 5 or 6 days in a row of over 115. The next day, the high was 108. And I went outside and I was like, oh, this isn't so bad today.
That's great.
And like, I was walking to my car and I went, I think that's the most Arizona thing I've ever done in my life. Just
and
now,
hated yourself.
Say that 108 wasn't so bad because compared to 117, it wasn't. So, you know, it's just the way it is.
Well, one of the most Arizona things we'll be able to do in the near future is be making all these bets with the legalized gambling things that are in the works. Let's start making that happen. We were talking about, essentially, it's second half. They're not like coaxing it up like that, but you can still place bets on division winners and player futures and stuff like that. And since we're at the second half marker, we just did the AL over in the NL Bogs. The NL Central, which we just did the mascot series on YouTube, which you can check out, youtube.com/inthisleague. Here are your odds, and then you can go standings. Pirates plus 50,000, Cardinals plus 1,800, Cubs plus 1,600, Reds plus 400, and minus 410 is the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, the Brewers are four games up on Cincinnati. Brewers 53 and 39, Cincinnati 48 and 42. No one else is above 500 in this division. The Cubs are 44 and 46, eight games back, 44 and 46. Also for the Cardinals, also eight games back, 34 and 56 for the Pirates, 16, 18 games back. My eyesight is going too. I mean, the Pirates are so bad and they're still eight games better than the Diamondbacks, by the way. So, really
Elijah,
horrible.
Elijah Green, come on down. Yeah. The Cubs are about to sell off. You could play Reds, but again, this is like this feels Brewer. I mean, you know, the Brewers are not necessarily a team that I think are like the most consistent hold team. They are going off of the break, on a 4-6, you know, their last 10, they were 4-6 and the Reds have been on a hot streak. I actually don't, you know, the more I'm thinking about this, I don't hate that plus 400 for the Reds. The Reds can be buyers. They've got some assets to be buyers. Castellanos and Winker, absolutely hot. If Eugenio Suarez picks it up a little bit, they need Gray to be healthy and they need Luis Castillo to turn around. I don't hate that Reds.
Brewers
bet,
keep
actually.
Only trading for fat guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Only fatties. You can't have all fatties.
I don't think I'm right there with you with the Reds bet, just because I think the pitching is so good for Milwaukee that it's going to keep them in there. Even the bullpen's great for them. So I think I'm going to stick with Milwaukee, but it's an interesting bet for sure. I mean, I think you get the most interesting ones. Did we do the NL East yet?
No, we're just about to. We'll jump over to them.
NL East is interesting, especially with Acuna going down, because before Acuna went down, you and I were both like, yeah, I'm going to take the Braves still. Now it's a little different. I mean,
yeah,
you know, having a position player go down is probably better than having it like a frontline starter go down, but that's their guy. So it's really rough.
In the NL East, the Marlins are the worst at plus 5,000, Nationals plus 850, Braves are plus 700, Philly is plus 600, Mets are minus 260, and no one in this division is further than 9 games out of first place. So it's still kind of open that I think the Nationals are a fun bet. I like Philly as well. I mean, the Mets, you know, Mets are the Mets, and DeGrom holds them in, but I don't mind I actually really don't mind that Philly one, because what is Philly? They are 3.5 games back, 7-3 before the break. I actually really like that. I like that Philly bet. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
You know, I think we were both kind of in on Washington a little bit too in the last one, but going into the break, their last 10, 2-8, lost 4 straight going in. So I think I'm going to kind of take Miami and Washington out of it. I think it's probably more of a 3-horse race between the Mets, Braves, and Philly. Braves lost a lot of momentum with Acuna going down, so I think that hurts. So I think you're right. I think it's between Philly and the Mets, but I think I'm just going to stick with the Mets. So I think, because what was there? They were minus what?
Minus 250. I'm sorry, 260.
Yeah, that's just not a good enough bet to make. So I think no bet on the East for me.
In the West, the Dodgers are not even in first, and they're minus 250. The Giants, who are in first, are plus 350. The Padres are plus 450. And then the Rockies and Diamondbacks, they don't matter. They're both plus 50,000 right now.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious that the Rockies and Diamondbacks have the same bet, but the Rockies are 14 games better.
They just can't even go any further.
They can't sink any. Yeah, you can't make a million to one, because what if it happens? Right, right. Can't pay those out. But yeah, 26-66. The Diamondbacks are 40 games under 500, 32.5 games back of the Giants. Only 26.5 back of a wild card spot, though, the Welsh. So we'll see. How about that big second half? Go undefeated. Let's go, D-backs. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, still Dodgers, but
they already can't win 100 games.
I like the Padres, though. I think I liked the Padres last time. I would go Padres 450. Dodgers got some stuff, you know, Bauer stuff is looming, Kershaw on the IL.
Yeah, dude, they just, the Voldemort suspension just definitely did get extended too to July 27th now. So
administrative leave, but yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Administrative leave, should say it right. So that's really not looking good for them. But I can't. What were the Giants? They're 2 games up.
I told
right
you,
now.
Plus 250 or plus 350. They're leading the division, and they're plus 350 to hold on to it.
Yeah, I think that's the bet, to be honest with you. I mean, look, everyone expects the Giants or the Dodgers to come back and win this, and they easily could. Kershaw is going to come back, you know, off the IL real quick after the break. They're going to get their legs under them. And this is a team that can trade for anybody they want. Their farm system is still pretty decent, right? They're about middle of the road now, right? Like, there was a while where they were like a number one, but they're not there anymore.
Yeah, no, I mean, and they just took 17 of 20 picks were pitchers this last draft. They're really solid. I mean, I've got remember fantasy, I rank for fantasy, but I have got 7 Dodgers inside my top 100 fantasy prospects for dynasty leagues.
Yeah, so there's enough to make some moves. So they're probably, I understand the Dodgers bet, and it makes sense, and that's why everyone's going to bet them. And FanDuel's smart; they're like, well, we're not going to give you money for picking the Dodgers. They're the obvious pick. So, you know, if you do it, you're still getting those minus odds. But I just, the Giants have been doing it all year. They haven't really shown too many signs of falling off. They're at least going to make it a dogfight. And they have the best of their last 10. They have the best record going into the break, 7-3. Dodgers were 6-4. San Diego was 4-6. You know, so I think I'm going to stick with the Giants to win the division.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet. Padres in there as well. League leaders for homers: Ohtani minus 160, Vlad plus 350, Fernando Tatis Jr. plus 450, Gallo plus 800. You place that bet on Vladdy?
Yeah.
I love that bet on Vladdy. And Ohtani gets injured, gets shut down a little bit, which the likelihood is. Vlad 350 is a great bet.
Yeah, it's a really good bet. And it's not like we don't want or expect Ohtani to get hurt, but pitchers get hurt, and he's already been hurt in the past. So yeah. if he does hurt his arm and he has to go on the IL, it's going to screw up everything for him. So yeah, that's a great bet for Vlad.
World Series plus 400 for Dodgers, 450 for Astros. So those are your favorites. White Sox plus 850, Padres plus 850, Mets plus 900, Red Sox plus 1200. And then the odds keep going.
Any, man, where are the Brewers again?
The Brewers to win it all plus 1300.
That's my favorite bet still. Is
Brewers to win it all. That, wow.
Okay. Yeah, the pitching staff, I feel like they can match with anybody. So, yeah, I think I'm going to be there with the Brewers. And those odds are so gigantic that, you know, if you win, you're really, really going to be happy. I like that one.
Yeah, Rays plus 1600. All right, friends, don't go anywhere. In this league, we'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code GOALS at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code GOALS. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I'm back.
It is Bogman. It is Welsh. That is us. It's ITL on Sports Grid. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Don't miss any of the stuff. I tell you all the time. I know we got a lot of shows. Hands up. When I was not, you know, driving or going into any work at all, I kind of get behind on my podcast a little bit. And the minute I'm back in the car, though, I am just like just blowing through podcasts. Hopefully we can be a part of your everyday routine in any capacity, because we got a lot of good shows. And if you like lots of sports, we got you covered. But even if you don't, there's lots of different football pods and baseball pods that we got here. Plus, We even go into having some extra fun with the secret shows, which we just released one this past week, and all the other fun stuff. So make sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcast app, because In This League will be there. We talked earlier in the show about like a really just easy question and an easy comment that I just don't think we put a ton of focus in, and maybe some of the other podcasts have already done it. But obviously this season we've got an 18 game season. We have 17 regular season games. Is it been determined? Is there two bye weeks?
No, nope.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is just one. So they just stretched it out a little bit, 18 weeks. And Bogman, you flippantly did this, but I was like, that's a great point. You're like, when's everybody ending? You know, do you end in week 16? Do you end in week 17? Because what you should do in fantasy football as you're getting prepared, because I said there's only so many Sundays left and ITL is trying to help you prep for your drafts, you should not play your championship in the final week. I don't even like the double, like the final 2 weeks are combined. I don't like that either. You could do that. It's still better.
That's a baseball bit.
Yeah, but it's still better than having your championship be relied on the final week of the season, but I still don't like it. You should end the week before the final week, but now there's an extra one. So Boggs brings up this great point, like, oh, what do you think? You know, are people going to pay attention? Because what is the standard? And you were doing some research while we were doing the show, and you unearthed. So I want you to first go through Yahoo, and then you've unearthed a crazy adjustment on ESPN for this new change.
Right. So I looked at Yahoo and Fantrax, and they both have it. Your standard when you go into a league is six teams make the playoffs, two with byes, and your final weeks are weeks 15, 16, 17. So you are ending on week 17, which we never did, but week 18 is left off. And so you're just adding an extra week of the regular season. That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's the whole deal. Same thing on Fantrax. Fantrax, Yahoo, Simpatico, same deal. 15, 16, 17. That's your playoff weeks. I went to go look at the schedule on ESPN, and I just made a random league to see. I mean, the whole reason I made the league yesterday was to see if they are half point or full or standard in their normal setup. If you just don't do anything, they are full PPR. And then I looked at the regular season, and it says week 15, 16, playoff round one, week 17, 18, playoff round two. So four teams make the playoffs.
And four? I didn't even hear that. Wait, four teams?
Four
it?
Teams make the playoffs because your ESPN standard is 10. And so there's no bye weeks, and each playoff round is 2 weeks long. So it'd be week 15 and 16, you play the same opponent. And then if you win that, then week 17 and 18 is your championship, which I cannot get behind and I think is just absurd to have it that way. I think that's really dumb.
That's wildly stupid. Do you think it should only be four teams in a 10 team league that make the playoffs? I like six. I like a bye week.
But I can understand four teams making it in a 10, right? It's a little less than half. I'm okay with that, but I'm also okay with six. Doesn't matter to me if you're in a 10 man league. I don't think I'm going to play in any 10s this year. So for me, I love a standard of six with 12 and eight with 16.
What about deeper leagues though?
Like
14, 16 we do. Should you do eight, make the playoffs, or is it six?
I like less. I like eight, or I like six, excuse me. So I like six in most of them. I can even see six and 16.
I mean, I know think
that upsets people.
Yeah, so. I think you got to go eight and 16.
But I still the reason I like six in 16 is those two teams that are 1 and 2, you're giving them, they still get a bye, so they still get rewarded for being the regular season best. You can also change that if you go to eight teams by giving them money out of the prize pool, which I don't like to do because, I mean, you don't get a ring for being the number one seed. You know what I mean? So I don't like necessarily doing that. I like all the money to go to whoever wins or whoever gets the championship. They can decide how to split it.
It is fascinating. I just want to point out, you are in a very, very, very small minority that like to do it that way. Most people, I have no problem with it, by the way, because I've been playing with you forever. And it's just, but you are in such a minority because the people that will come up about that, because And I don't disagree because
you know what they are though?
Crybabies, crybaby Rotos. Yeah. I understand that. But like at the same time, you know, you and I have always said this, and it's a very important mantra that we have, is fantasy is supposed to be fun. It should be done the most fun way. And the idea that you can find multiple ways for people to get money and stuff is so that just only one person wins, I think is the most fun. I don't think you need to do, because people go nuts. They'll be like, all right, first place gets money, then the top three get money. Like, I'm down with first place getting money and then the top two getting money. And I think that's where I check out. Like, I think that is the most appropriate. But you are is a super small minority of winner take all.
Yeah. I mean, no rings for second place, even though it is funny. I think teams do get a ring for an AFC NFC championship. So, they actually do get rings for that. But I mean, you only get one trophy. And in fantasy, our trophy is either a literal trophy or ring or belt that you make. But for most leagues, it's cash. And I think winner take all. I do like if I get to the championship, I always like to do a split with whoever I'm with. And every most of the time, I'll take the split just right down the pipe. I don't care. You know,
I've always right down liked the middle, that's you know me. I always like the split of I always like doing one third play for one third.
Right. Exactly. So and that's fine, too. When I get in the championship with you, we always run it that way. But for me, I'm in whatever is going to cause me the least amount of bickering and fighting. So if somebody hits me up and they say, hey, do you want to just split this and play for pride? Sure. I'm fine with that. There are some people who I'm like, they don't hit me up at all. And I'll have to say to them, hey, we want to split this, or do we want to, or do we want to let it the whole thing ride? And I've had people say, let's just let it ride. And that's also fine by me. I mean, whatever people want to do, I'm fine with. But for me, I don't want to give, I just don't want to break it all up. It seems like too much to me.
I think it's still crazy that, did ESPN in the past have the final week of the season be a part of their championship?
I don't think they did. I think this is a new bit.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
And there's not a lot of,
I think they might have, Boggs. I got to tell you, I think they actually might have had the final week be a part of it.
I mean, I don't know because I don't play ESPN.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, like, I'm actually pretty sure that they did, and then they just extended this through. Because I know a couple of people, because I don't play ESPN. I've played ESPN a couple times. I don't really enjoy I just don't enjoy their draft rooms or their setup and stuff. And people say the same thing about, I think you can say all of the same things about every platform except Yahoo, because Yahoo's interface is the best and it's not even close. It's just they're dummies about
live players.
Well, that's true. They're just dummy about like some specific.
Can you imagine if they start bringing back like a George Blanda type where he's playing quarterback and kicking field goals?
Deion Sanders or like cornerback we can't do that. I mean, they already, it's amazing, by the way, if you really think about how Yahoo is. Isn't it amazing that they just don't give Taysom Hill all the qualifications? It's their favorite thing to do in baseball. Give every.
I mean, they used to though. Remember, they did that, and remember the big one was Jalen Samuels' rookie year.
But I'm saying
because he was playing running back, but he qualified at tight end.
That's part of what has always sucked about them is they do stupid screwy stuff like people aren't paying attention. But I'm saying like, you know, Kenyon Drake or Christian McCaffrey caught 100 balls. You would think like they might consider giving a wide receiver. Kenyon Drake is going to line up at more wide out. They'll never give it to him. I'm just surprised they actually haven't done some of that stuff. But Yahoo's platform is better. The double weeks, I hate that. That's horrifically stupid.
Because Yahoo used to have that standard, and they might still have it standard for baseball, where your championship week would be the last 2 weeks of the season, which was never really a full 2 weeks. It's always like, you know, a week and three extra days or something usually. So it's like, okay, your championship is 10 days if you go all the way to the end. So like that, I kind of even understood that, you know what I mean? Like let's give your whole season comes down to it. So let's not just have 1 week, but you've been playing 1 week the whole year. So just go off of 1 week. It just doesn't make any sense to do 2 weeks to me in any sport. It's just a little ridiculous.
But you know, it's all up in more question, I think, than ever before, because it is sports.
Is there anything else you would like to see changed? Is there something that isn't standard that's super annoying, even if it's defensive scoring? Or I'd tell you one thing I would like to see changed. Is instead of
like that you asked me and then you're like, well, no, I got some.
Well, just one just came right up into my mind. It's the field goals. I don't like playing with kickers.
Get rid of them.
Well, get rid of them. But if you're gonna have a kicker, have a 47-yard field goal worth 4.7.
I mean, yeah, just can I call Jake Seeley right now? Can we have the conversation with you? Can I hear you do this and that?
Well, if you're gonna have if a 51-yard field goal gives you 3 points, you know. Why wouldn't it be 5.1? Give, you know, just like your receiving yards and all that stuff, 5.1, 48-yard field goal, 4.8, you know, like it,
oh, that's
you're
actually,
making it a little harder.
That's actually a really interesting take of like giving fractional points to the distance that they go. So
yeah,
and then what is an extra point still just worth 1 point?
Still just one. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it should be one and it should be minus 10 if you miss it. Like, because missing an extra point is so stupid and pathetic. Like, you should lose a bunch of points, but no one would go for that because you'd have someone, you know, a Monday Night Football, their kicker missed the extra point that doesn't matter at all. And they lose the whole game. People.
Yeah, if they miss the field goal, would they get minus 4.5 points?
No, I think I don't even think you need to put minuses as far as that goes. But I think anything over 40, you shouldn't get a minus 4. So if it's within 40, maybe you should get minus at that point. But people hate that stuff, dude.
Oh, I mean, I know, Box. I know they do. And you love that. And that's so funny. It's so funny how you are so counter.
Changes the momentum of the game. So yeah. I think it should. I think you should have more pluses and minuses. You know?
Yeah. Well, but see, here's the problem, though. For people that talk about it, though, we can't have that. Like, we have to be able to talk about a standard because every human being comes in. They're like, okay, well, I have these bonuses and this, and it changes. And then nobody can speak to anything anymore. In any
we need
type
to
of uniformity.
We need to invent the SVA, the Scoring Variant Association, the Welsh.
Yeah.
So show all the different timelines if the scoring would be different for all of these leagues. So I mean, Pro Football Reference just did that. They went back in time because sacks have only been tracked since 1982. They went back to 1960, looked through all the film, and went through all of the new.
They're leaders. The TVA.
They're the TVA for real. Yeah. Pro Football References. So
who do they find out? Who do we have a new sack leader?
We have a new single season sack leader. It's Al Baker from the Detroit Lions. I think in 1969. Let me see, 1978. He had 23. So that would put him. Strahan's was 22.5, and people hate that Strahan one too because Favre laid down.
And then Deacon Jones, it would become what, number 2 overall?
No, number 3 on the all-time list, but we got to go to break.
All right, we'll go to break. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. It's the end of hour 2, which means I'm going to go away. Bubba is going to be tagging in for hour 3 right here on In This League. Interesting enough, we were talking about the idea of, like, you know, your own fantasy leagues needing to be able to adjust. And I think it's a thing. I think it's a real thing. You know, there are more people playing, more people not just clicking the standard setting, which I think is relatively annoying because you can tell the sites don't do it right. They don't ever do it right. And people want the advent of Superflex. And
you were mad because in the mock, it was only 2 wide receivers. That's
stupid.
The standard on
Yahoo. Nobody plays. But see, and that's the point.
Everybody plays that way. No, we don't play that way. Everybody else does play that
way. But the point is, more people than ever before are not just clicking and letting the standard thing play. More people are adjusting and not just playing the standard way before. So you should be open to those things. And like the conversation we were just having with the NFL, I love that PFF went back and looked at this, and I think they should acknowledge these.
It wasn't PFF. It was Pro Football Reference.
I'm sorry, Pro Football Reference, PFR. They like, this should be acknowledged with these changes with Deacon Jones and Baker and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they have unofficial records. So now the new unofficial record is Al Baker, 23 sacks. Deacon Jones had 22. He tied for number three overall in a single season twice in 64 and 68. 21 and a half. Coy Bacon of the Bengals tied for number eight in 1976. Deacon Jones also had 21 and a half in 1967. And Jim Katvich tied for 12 overall with 20 and a half. So did Joe Klecko in 1981, a year before they counted sacks.
I mean, it happened in the era, and it's just they didn't start counting it before that. Go back and count it. Why not?
I'm with you. Yeah. And then Deacon Jones moved to three overall on the all-time list. Jack Youngblood, who played in between, moved to eight overall on the list. So we got two new people in the top 10 too. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And I like your field goal idea. I think that's something, you know, you can make those adjustments. I mean, again, have fun with your fantasy leagues. You can't go too crazy because we all do need to be able to speak on some similar terms of value and whatnot. But you know, if you're just playing in your own leagues and you want to do bonuses and you want to do fractional stuff, I don't even know if you can do that option of kicker. I actually think yours is a great idea if you can do it, but always up for interpretation. And you guys can check us out on Patreon, chatting with us. And this league is not ending. I am going away, but hour three is coming up. It is Bubba and Bogman right after this.